Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I just gotta say again, I despise the art that's behind you on those walls.
Y'all... I'm in an Airbnb in Houston, and the wall, y'all.
It's not word art. It's worse than word art.
It says nothing. Airbnb art says nothing because you want to, if you have an Airbnb, you want to pick art that doesn't mean anything to anyone.
Because it won't offend anyone. But
exactly.
Let me just describe. And you had to fix both paintings, right?
Yeah, they were crooked when I came in on the wall.
They look, one like looks like a stick figure and things are sticking up, and one looks like a stick figure that's been decapitated of his upper torso.
And see, that one to me is just the letter R. They're wanting us to learn our alphabet. That's what I see.
The other looks like a woman's leg that's been lopped off.
Yeah. There's also a huge vase on the countertop that means nothing and holds nothing.
Oh, I hate this fucking aesthetic. It makes me want to rip everything off the walls and start over.
Well, you're just doing this because you're nesting, because you're moving
soon. I am nesting. Yo, this is reality gaze.
It's reality. It's, oh, remind me after the show. I'm going to book my flight today. I'm going to tell you what days I'm coming in. I'm coming in during your move.
I know. You've ruined my life. You have.
You thought you got rid of me, but she's back.
Y'all, I exclusively planned my move so she would not be here. And I had to change days, and she moved her stuff earlier. And just so more manipulation of my own life. Great.
Oh, sometimes my father's fake cancer works out well because I've had to rearrange things.
This is the single life. This is the Discovery Plus roundup.
Oh, the single ladies, the single ladies.
I started calling it the Discovery Plus roundup, which seems like a very straight cowboy thing to do, but I kind of enjoy it now. Look at the Discovery Plus roundup.
I think it's a little bit of your cowboy erotic fantasy, but you do whatever you need to do to get through that.
Just call me out, and it's fair. I have one of those.
You're in a pandemic.
Take me away.
Y'all, if you don't want to get fucked by a cowboy, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Because cowboys are always hot.
They are. But in reality, they would like smell bad and have really coarse hands.
And probably
maybe
alcohol.
Maybe I'm into it.
And they probably would be alcoholics.
Yeah, and maybe slap me around a little bit after.
Because they're riding the range all the time.
Yep. Eating beans.
Bad teeth.
Probably don't wipe very well.
You would still do it, wouldn't you? Yeah. Okay. Just letting us know where we are.
Looking at my Brokeback Mountain erotica. Remember how many gay porns there were? There was gay porn parodies of Brokeback Mountain. There was Bareback Mountain. I mean, come on. That's the easiest choice.
Yeah. There was I Can't Quit You Too.
I broke my dick in you.
Nay, motherfucker. There were lots. You know, I realized I was
into Humpback Mountain.
I thought I liked cowboys. I didn't realize I was into it whenever, you know, I had that country birthday party a few years ago. And my boyfriend, who is like, he grew up like, he's a black man and grew up a military fam, Austin. So like, he knows nothing about country music. He knows nothing. But he dressed up as a cowboy for that party. Let's just say I made him keep the hat.
Gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about any type of role play.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Is that Tim McGraw?
I don't know who that was.
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Let's talk about somebody no one wants to ride, and that's Big Ed.
Ugh. God,
I don't think we have any announcements. We're just going to say, y'all, well, this is season one, episode two, inaugural.
It's episode two, but it's really episode three because they alternate with Pillow Talk. And we find no need to rehash all the plot details with the peanut gallery watching.
Someone texted me or messaged me and said, can y'all recap Pillow Talk? And I just
responded,
honey, that's a hat on a hat.
It's a hat on a hat. That's someone already watching TV and then us watching it.
It's too meta. I can't. So
I'm sure it's anyway, funny. Y'all, go ahead and watch. Go ahead and watch, you guys. But we're mostly talking about the plot.
We are. We're catching up on this show. So this show's dropping on Sunday night on March 21st. And then, y'all, on Friday, this show's normally going to drop on Friday. So we're hoping to bring you two more episodes on Friday. We'll kind of catch up a little bit. And then I think that'll kind of put us more on track. The show comes on Sunday, but we're already doing regular 90 Day Fiancé. So just know every Friday at 11:11 normally is when the show is going to drop.
Y'all, they are gangbanging us on Sunday. Woo! It is a full on, you better douche really well because you're going to have about 8 people in you on Sunday.
Yes, it's a lazy Susan of, hold on, something is leaking in my Airbnb.
Who cares?
Oh, no. There's like water. Okay. I hope
it's not yours.
I hope there's not a flood. Oh, no. What's happening?
Is it raining?
I don't know. I have to see.
Why don't you pause? I love when we do stuff, when he just goes and does stuff. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about this. Yes, we will be doing it we'll be dropping this show every Friday, probably two episodes until we're caught up. And then probably go to one episode. And I'll be honest, you guys, this is a good show. unfortunately, it's got better production value and than the regular 90 Days. What did
I'm
you back, find
I'm
out?
I'm sure you were saying just nice things about me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I think you're wearing the same shirt as yesterday, but it wouldn't want to say anything.
I don't think I did laundry. I washed it, so it's clean.
All right.
I think it's from the I'm refrigerator.
Wearing a shirt with toothpaste stains on it. So.
Yeah, exactly. we need to finish the show, and I've got to get out of this Airbnb and check out.
Let's oh, you've decided? You're just not going
to
be?
Let's just say I don't know where the water's coming from. I need to leave.
It can't be that bad.
It's not. So yes, so that's the way this is going to go. I don't think we have any more now.
Let's jump in.
March Madness Reviewapalooza, y'all. You've got to do that this week. We're picking five people.
The last day is the 28th.
Well, the last day is the 28th, but y'all, it sometimes takes a week for you to submit your review to Apple Podcasts. So if you haven't submitted it now, honey, you might be too late. And don't be pissed at me because we chose something in your review post on March 31st. I'm sorry. We told you.
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
It's like the IRS. If we didn't get your check.
Sorry. Anyway,
that's
so
what
leave
they
a
say
review.
In a really gay voice. Sorry.
Sorry.
You owe interest, sorry. Girl.
Got.
Got.
Anyway. All right. I think that's only the announcement
that
we needed to talk about.
Who's Tracy? I've been thinking about that and just randomly shouting it out in my apartment. Who's Tracy?
Y'all, we do this all the time. I was getting some ice from a cup and Poodle came on my computer and said, I'm here. And it scared me and I went, oh, that scared me.
That and then I'll just be walking around and go, burner.
Burner. All right, let's talk about Big Ed. Okay. Y'all, we last led Big Ed. He was going to ask his waitress friend, Liz.
Yes, Liz.
He's asking his waitress friend Liz out. He likes her. She's independent. She's pretty. She's
everything that Big Ed isn't qualified to get.
Isn't qualified to get. She's his same age. Oh, wait, nope.
Nope.
She's 28. She could be his daughter. He's 55.
I just had a moment, a flash forward moment, where I imagined you saying, oh, Liz, that's her name, right? Were you saying that me to that every time you met someone? Or like when we interviewed, you're like, Liz, right? Because you can't remember names.
I can't.
It's really bad.
It's horrible. Why do you think I call people sugar? I can't remember their names.
Like an association where you repeat their name back to them or maybe find a rhyming thing.
It's horrible. Y'all, if I meet you at a live show and we're in the Facebook group, I'm going to remember your face. I'm going to remember what you posted about. I'm probably not going to remember your name. And please don't be offended by that. It's like something in my brain that does not work.
If you meet me at a live show, my bodyguard will be there. keeping you away from me.
I mean, sometimes in the Facebook group, when I need to get a hold of Jackie, I'm just like, hey, Susan. I mean, Cheryl, what's your name?
Can we hire goons?
I would love to hire goons. Acme goons.
Like the one on Bling Empire.
Like the one on Bling Empire.
And I had actual goons from the Acme
yeah,
goons.
You want some goons? I got goons. I got all the goons you want.
They're like 6'5".
Short goons, tall goons, fat goons, skinny goons. Nobody wants a skinny goon.
They're
6'5",
wearing dark glasses and suits. Okay, let's jump in. So Liz, he's talking to her and asks her out.
And
want to go out tomorrow night? She's like, no, I'm busy. First, there's a long period of silence, which feels like I'm watching, you know, those National Geographic things where you see beetles lying on their back exposed and just their legs feverishly trying to get back saying, I'm going to die. Please, someone help me.
And the voiceover's like, the sun is intensely beating on little beetle. Will little beetle turn over? We don't know. Oh,
spoiler alert. They always die.
They always die.
Sometimes they get back.
Anyway, sometimes they get back.
And she's like, in her confessional, she's like, I'm glad I'm wearing a mask because I'm just baffled. I never thought he would ask me out. And
because you thought of him as a father figure, maybe, or some same age as your grandpa.
And I thought of him as some old guy at my restaurant who I flirted with for tips.
Who smells like Hellman's.
who, whenever you leave, you're like, why do I want egg salad?
Bring out the Hellmans and bring out the best. That song used to be exciting to me. Like that, when you think about the Hellmans commercial, the way it built musically, it's very exciting.
It's
when you're
very
a young,
orchestral.
Yes, and when you're a young gay boy.
Bring out the Hellmans and bring out the best. It's very much higher than you sung it.
Because it goes, because the one best mayonnaise.
I don't think I remember anything except bring out the Hellmans and bring out the best. I don't really remember the rest of it.
You don't remember the whole song?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it really
is. Getting into fat girl territory of just loving loving mayonnaise commercials.
Let's move on.
Just sitting eating mayonnaise from the jars. You watched it.
I love this commercial, Mama. I love this commercial. Mama, can you make me a mayonnaise sandwich after?
I'm kind of laughing and I kind of want to cry.
So anyway,
kind of like Liz.
She agrees to brunch and
she's a politician.
She's like, and mimosas. Now he says, I'd like to pick you up. And again, part of me dies a little because y'all, I know this is a masculine thing of a guy should pick up a girl.
And it might be a generational thing, but that's just not the way it is now.
Yes, you know him from your restaurant. He knows you. You're a customer. Otherwise, he doesn't know you. Why would she get into a car with basically a stranger?
He's not thinking this way.
Yeah, it's weird. Women have to worry about these things. And the fact that you don't see that is creepy as fuck.
Especially since he has a daughter who's probably dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all don't pull over. I'm out in Houston.
Oh, it's quiet here for the first time.
I'm looking at the Key West car wash and there's a popo around it. We're not in Key West. Just so you know.
There's not a key anywhere near you.
No.
Later on, she says, the producers ask her, is there any spark? She's like, you know, and they probably edited it out. God, no, I'm just doing it for some good, like, corned beef hash.
Probably. And I love it. Why she's a politician, because she said, you know, we're good friends and there's a lot of care on both sides and we're going to lead with that. And I went, wow.
Well done. You're earning your money, Liz.
Too soon to tell if there's a spark left. Anyway, so that's kind of the Lily comes back and she's like, now you're going to have to behave. And Big Ed's like, wow, I did it. I did it. I asked her out. It only took me 8 weeks. Oh my God. Can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Your Big Ed is kind of like Darcy.
Don't you dare.
It's got a little inflection of Darcy in there. Dare.
You know what? They are. what they do have
He's
in common.
He's more down here.
But he is. What they do have in common, I think, is that Ed does act out of
desperation.
Out of fear of being, desperation and fear of being alone.
That I agree with. Yeah. So he's at home getting ready for his date. And
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I'm not sorry because I don't know if you saw this. I did not know this. Maybe other people saw this. Y'all, Ed was sitting there talking to Lily and they kind of do a wide shot. He has a tattoo on his leg of his Big Ed logo.
Oh, yes. That has been established. Yes, that is
well
known.
I did not know that.
That is, it's pretty ridiculous. And very narcissistic.
Y'all, if you have someone, just imagine what you would think. You know, y'all, we have some people that have drawn us. We have Keep Going Queens merch people have made and our pictures.
If I got a full back tattoo.
Back tattoo of a poodle just dressed in like a Liza Minnelli outfit. That would not be good.
Yeah. Now, if you want to get that, I'm okay with it. Probably don't send me a picture. But I'm okay with you getting anything that makes you feel good on your body. Kind of creeps me out, though.
I mean, maybe if you had a picture of like, if there's a picture of like you with like your mother holding you as a baby, but even that, I don't know.
What? That's even
I don't
more
know.
Fucked up.
It is. I said it. I was just trying to think of something to
is
make
that
people
what you would want?
No, I don't. I was thinking about, well, what if we have sissies out there who have a tattoo of themselves on their body?
That's
and they
sick.
Feel like shit right now. I was trying to make them feel better.
If you've got a tattoo of yourself.
If you have a tattoo and you're breastfeeding you from your mother in a tattoo, that. Just going, mama.
There's no need to have tattoos of yourself as a baby on your body. I'm going to take a stand there. Sorry.
What's on your arm, Richard? Oh, my 2-year-old photo. My toddler photo.
I have no problem with a mother's picture or like on your body if you want to, if your mother really loved you.
Would you get a tattoo?
I've said this before.
Mother would freak.
You know what? I think she'd probably just go, I don't even know. Do what you want, I guess.
Does your brother have any?
He has, my brother has a butterfly on his butt. I saw it. I think he got it when he was in fraternity. I don't know if there's anything that can, there's a symbol of something that I would want on my body. I think they say as soon as you get your first one, it's easier because then you don't have to have everything define you. I think if I went through something like a really bad thing and I would need to get a reminder of it, I would maybe do that. They're just not really for me. And I think now I've dated guys who had them and they're really hot to me. I'm okay. I understand the aesthetic of a sleeve. It's not my favorite thing. I like forearm tattoos, like underneath the underside.
This is getting in a weird area. I didn't know this was a fetish for you. So we're going to move on. I'm uncomfortable.
I liked your silence after a while. You're like, I need to get out of here.
I'm like, I don't know how to interrupt him to go on with this. I'm never bringing that up again. Let's talk about Big Ed and his mom so doing his
when
hair.
When they're
Let's
holding you down.
No.
Wow. Wow. Class.
Let's talk about
Big Ed and his mom.
Y'all, oh, his mom lives
so
with him
sweet,
now.
Even though she babies him.
It's Norma, right? Like the opera, right?
No,
isn't it?
I guess could or
what
could
is
not.
The aria from Norma,
Casta Diva.
Casta Diva.
Maybe that's the term. I think that's the sound.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll have sopranos
chaste lady.
Chaste lady. You'll have a lot of sopranos go. Casta Diva.
They will do that. This just got really opera gay for a second there.
Okay.
This is when people fast forward.
Fast forward. So
she's doing, y'all, she moved in with Big Ed and he's like, without me asking, she's just ironing. She's doing my laundry. Blah, blah, blah. It's because you're such a fucking slob. She needs to.
Possibly. I think she, it's interesting.
She enjoys taking care of him.
My mother is not that mother.
Mine will, but my mother will hate it as she's doing it.
Yeah, she'll do it like if she does it, it's like, I know you're really busy. Maybe you've been working for like a week straight, like 18-hour days.
Yeah.
You're coming home. I'm going to do your laundry for you. I want you to know I did a special thing for you.
Oh, when I'm home, my mother.
Not regularly, though.
My mother will often, and I think this is more passive aggressive than anything else. If I leave stuff, because I stay downstairs, kind of when I'm, because that's where my brother and I used to. It's like you walk in there, and there's a level where our rooms are.
It's a dungeon, y'all. It's a dungeon.
It's a sex dungeon with a locking door. So anyway, if there's an upstairs area and if I've got like shoes or clothes, my mother will kind of leave them folded up to the area of downstairs that basically says, get out of my fucking space with your shit. Take your stuff downstairs, please. That's what she'll do. I actually do my own laundry when I visit home. And my mother, it's really interesting. I was thinking about this the other day. My brother and I remember asking, she's like, Mom, you're always doing dishes or doing laundry. She's like, oh, You must love it. And she's like, are you kidding me? I hate this. I hate doing housework. I hate it. No one else is going to do it, though. And I grew up thinking that was okay with my mother, that she just did it. But no, she martyrs herself about it.
She hated it your whole existence.
Yes.
And they she never hired a housekeeper?
She has a housekeeper who comes once a week. That's not enough for her. She has to do everything. She's like, I sweep the floor. Gah. It would look like a pig pen if I wasn't here.
Well, so Norma is taking care of Ed. And so, I mean, it's sweet. She does his hair. She's like, he's sitting there talking to her. I think it's a cute thing. And again, they're trying to make us love Ed. It's not going to happen.
They're trying really hard. Y'all, I'm going to go on record about this right now. I'm not going to be convinced.
They You're fooled me last season. For me. Y'all, I was fooled. Some of us were fooled. We're like, oh, he's kind of quirky and cute. And that's some what of us weren't. Again.
And some of us weren't.
Some of us weren't. And they're going to do this again. And I'm telling y'all, the season will end with Big Ed fucking it up.
Or just saying something so gross or talking about someone wanting to shave their legs or something about their breath or can you get your pussy tightened for me? Something like that. Exactly. Or something disgusting. He's doing his hair in kind of like a braid, which with the way it's styled, it's not really long enough to put in a braid, kind of looks like he's got a handle on the back of his head. You can kind of like grab him and like bang, 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 bang.
like he's a human teapot.
Yes. I do want to kind of grab him by the handle and go bang, 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 like bam, bam.
like bam, bam. So mom is like,
did you ever see Bam Bam as a teenager? Fuck. He was so again, hot.
You're in a weird area and I'm reining you in.
I think I have a weird thing for prehistoric teenage boys.
Sure. Sure. So anyway, so
let's move on.
That's Norma is nervous for him because Big Ed said, well, I think mom, it's the first date. I'm going to try to give her a kiss.
On the lips. Like, no. A peck on the lips.
Not y'all. This is not for, no, not for, don't make decisions about what you're going to do on the first date. Just feel it out.
Feel it
and
out.
Maybe err on the side of not.
I want to say something I often tell people and something that I think we neglect because we overthink things. A lot of people overthink and I'm always thinking, go with your intuition will tell you. And I realize that there are some people who are
some
so-
people can get a thrill. Sorry.
Knitting sweaters and paying bills. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. That's all we're going to do. But I just want to fly.
Okay, keep going.
That's it. I'm sorry. But there are some people who don't need to listen to that voice because it's so buried in them that they have terrible instincts.
That is dead on.
Ed is one of those people who can't
you
trust
just summed
his
it up. Yes. That's Darcy. That's the thing they have in common with Darcy.
That is true. Yes. And there are some people, I know some people in my life, there was a teacher I used to work with who would not realize, we would be on audition panels together, and he would just not realize people were crazy. Either that didn't filter, and I'm like, honey, she's crazy. Can't you see that he's nuts. Can't you see that when he walked in? Can't you feel that? Mm-hmm. And I think both of us are pretty intuitive though.
I've gotten better. I used to not trust my instincts as much because with being gay and effeminate, my instincts were constantly being told that my instincts were wrong.
Right. Mine have always been.
Have gotten much better in my late 20s.
There's something that I can sense people pretty quick.
We all have the instincts. It's kind of what you're saying. We all have the instincts. It's the listening that's the problem. So that's what if you're that person, you're like, I want to be better about listening to my instincts. I need to develop better instincts. You have the gut feelings.
You have it.
Just listen to them.
You're trying to rationalize them and explain them.
instead of feel them. Feel them and think of what they're telling you.
There's one little thing that he says. Ed says, I haven't felt this way in years about a woman.
Sorry, Rose.
Sorry, Rose. You were just dating her 8 months ago. Sorry.
And you said that she was the one. So I can't. Everything that's come out of your mouth, Ed, is bullshit. Sorry. Anyway, should we talk about Fernanda.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Fernanda.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me do it. I know that you knew it was coming.
I did. So she's 22, y'all. God. And
lived a life already.
She met Jonathan, who I think was a baseball player. We haven't seen their season yet. He's hot, y'all. Now, supposedly his dick pic is out there, and people say it's nice. So,
okay. Good for Jonathan.
If you're out there, tell me where I can find it or send it to me. Now, don't send me your dick. Send me Jonathan's.
She's 22 now, and she's from Mexico. But again, yeah, she was 18. I guess they met when he was in Mexico.
On a trip, yeah, or something like that.
We don't know. But they've been divorced for 6 months. We're not going to go into all about their relationship because, A, that's not the point of the show, and, B, we are going to do that whenever we do that in our Patreon anyway.
To bookend it, she had doubts about his fidelity. She was kind of trapped in North Carolina where his business was. After 6 months, they separated. She moved to Chicago.
And one of the reasons – this is important to note – because it comes back. One of the reasons that they separated is because she wanted to move to Chicago, and he kept saying, I cannot. My business is here. I cannot move to Chicago.
Right. So she's trying on her wedding dress.
This is a fucking badass move.
I agree. I agree with the move of it. It kind of looks like that, you know, those big jawbreakers of that pattern. It was like those white and like...
Yes.
Now... I just
tell people what she did, Poodle. Tell people
she took her wedding dress and like a designer helped her kind of to shape it up and or just to kind of mark over it and do things. Listen,
he painted on it.
I love the idea of this. I want them to go further because it still looks like a wedding dress that someone's thrown paint on to me. Like it needs some alterations.
Like shorten it.
Yeah. And like do something with the neck that doesn't make it look so matronly.
It's a beautiful wedding dress, but it looks like a wedding dress.
Yeah, it's still, you need to, if this was Project Runway, bitchy Michael Kors would say, still looks like a wedding dress to me that someone threw paint on.
That's exactly what Michael Kors would say, and that's exactly how he said it.
I question God, the I taste love, level.
I love Michael Kors on Project Runway.
So
y'all, if you haven't watched the first like 7 seasons of Project, it's good.
That's the only, like... It's after that, now, they took all the teeth out of the panel. And then Heidi would say something so cutting and so German that it would be so brutal.
They're just like looking around.
Wow. And you would feel it in your soul.
I've heard the Christian Siriano season's good. I've heard it's quite good.
Well, no, he's very helpful. And he's kind of, but there was something magical about those earlier seasons.
They were. It was magical.
Magical.
So she's wearing this dress because we're gonna find out later, but she's basically
having a divorce party.
She's having a divorce party, but we're gonna get to that later. First, we see her now. She's with her roommate. We saw a little bit of them in self quarantine.
Yeah,
she was like online dating and stuff like that. And basically, her family has helped. She has family in Chicago. And they're helping her with her immigration case status, and all that kind of stuff.
And so she's having a divorce party, and 30 people all tested. They said that enough. Still feels a little. I get that this is a completely production initiated thing. So I feel more. I feel more secure about saying it.
Still feels inappropriate.
It does.
I'm just going to say that.
Whenever
this was filmed, there's a lot of people there. It just doesn't feel right.
It feels iffy. Now, people are wearing masks. However, the only reason I feel more comfortable is I know this is production initiated.
It had so to maybe because so probably hopefully they had more stringent protocols.
That's what I'm saying. And somebody
just having a party thing. Y'all will take your temperature in and then you're fine.
Everyone's got tested.
If you don't have a fever, it's good. Come on now. Hold my baby.
It's like those...
Y'all, don't pull over again. What the fuck?
This is so sweet. I love this.
What the hell is happening?
I don't hear it.
Okay, because this Key West car wash is blowing up.
I think the idea of with COVID testing that everyone, there's like temperature checks and things are going on. My other question was, how did she have all these friends? And that's why I feel like this was production initiated, because she's only been in town for like a couple of months. And all of a sudden she has 30 people at her party.
Well, she is a very likable person. She does have a roommate. So maybe she met through a roommate. But it sounds like she's met a lot of people through her gym.
Through her gym. Y'all, which is gay gyms are just gay, about sex.
Gay, well, it's gay church.
It is.
Really.
Yeah.
It is gay church. And so... she meets this guy, and his name is Robbie.
He's hot.
He's hot,
he's
y'all.
My type.
She thinks he's handsome.
She's like, I love a hairy man.
She doesn't know. She invited him. They'd never gone out or anything before. And then again, single life 90 day kind of blows my mind, because Robbie's sitting there, and he just looks at her and says, who the fuck throws a divorce party? I went, oh, curse word, curse word, curse word. I love it that we get so prudish about the curse words on this show. When we literally descriptively talked about gay porn.
But no, it's like wading into, you think you're in some type of puritanical environment where you know things are being kept from you. And then when they throw it at you, it's like, oh my God, am I watching HBO Real Sex?
Yes, Real Sex, yes.
There's something in his conversation with her. There is something where he's like, are you sad? Well, tell me about it. That gives me a little oily vibes from him. He's a little oily. Not like he's got oil on him. He's a little oily.
I know when you said it, because she says, I'm extra. That's why I'm not normal. But when he did say, he's asked her out for dinner, and he said, are you excited? She said, yeah. And then when he said, well, tell me that.
Oily.
I got turned on.
Oh, really? No, that's not for me.
No, I'm going to. It's totally creepy, and I got turned on. I'm just owning it.
I guess I know what your role play is. That's gross.
I was like,
yes, sir. May I have another?
I tell you I'm excited.
Can I have some more, please?
It's oily. That's what I'm saying.
All I want is a dick somewhere in my butt with some pubic hair.
No!
I'll squeal. I'll spooge. I swear.
I'm sorry for ruining My Fair Lady for you.
Wouldn't it be girthy? Girthy.
I'm sorry. That was awful. Terrible. let's move on. It's disgusting. The next day she's like, I'm sweating out the alcohol for my hangover with Joe, the trainer, Big Joe, who is hot, who's gorgeous.
He used to be a professional athlete. I've already Instagrammed him. He's like 6'5", y'all.
Of course you have.
It's huge.
It's big. It's quite nice too.
He is gorgeous. He is a beautiful fiance or wife. Big ol' long. He has beautiful children. I'm into it.
And Robbie is his student.
Yeah, her too.
And his wife used to school with him, blah, blah, blah.
What's his wife's name? I think her name is Liz. Oh, whatever.
Liz. You're going to say that for everything. Is she Liz? So then Joe says, so I ran into Jonathan the other day. Turns out Jonathan literally lives across, like on the corner. And he moved to Chicago with his new girlfriend, and he could not move with her.
His new fiance. Yeah. Y'all, this shitty. This hurts her.
And I wrote down poor Fernanda, because this is fucking bullshit.
It is. Now, we don't know anything about Fernanda. I don't know if people love her or don't like her. Do people like her in 90 Day or no?
I do not know.
Yeah, so we don't know.
I like her from what I'm seeing.
I like her. She seems like she could be a little bit kind of dramatic.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So
I like that what Joe says, that he said, you know what? Take this. It's a blessing you got this over with.
That is a damn, he is a good trainer. He offers good advice. And I said word advice because I didn't want to say dick. I just look at him and I go, dick, 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 dick.
I need a dick. I need a dick. I need a dick. I need a dick. I need a dick. That's all I've got. We should take a break.
Let's talk about Danielle. We're going to talk about Danielle. We're
going to
talk about Molly. And we're also going to talk about Brittany and Colt. Right after this break.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Muhammad, I'm so glad to see you.
Yes, I'm. I do not want anything from you at all.
3 years, you guys, it's been since Danielle has seen Muhammad.
Muhammad!
I've just got to ask. So you're going to meet your ex-husband. What do you do? Maybe you wash your hair.
Maybe you try to look your...
Holy fuck.
I mean, I get it. You're in school. You're doing things, Danielle. That's great. And yes, your physical appearance is not entirely who you are. But you already kind of had this kind of glow up.
Yeah,
where
her
you're,
hair
like,
is
fixing
better.
Your hair and stuff more. Like,
she's got new glasses.
Like... Does she not get that you, if you see an ex, y'all, you do everything in your power
you
to look so
amazing,
good.
Because they need to feel shitty about themselves.
Yes. come at us if you have a story of when you made yourself look amazing and your ex was salivating and felt regretful and you felt good.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Yes, you're going to see them, but... You look like $1 million. I don't know what that is for Danielle. Maybe that's $100.
She looked like 15 all once.
$9.50.
Not a million, just like $3 silver.
So, oh God, y'all, wash your hair. Wash your hair.
It was just this, it wasn't great. It wasn't
so
great, Danielle.
He walks in, he doesn't look much better. He's got that sleek, slicked back hair and gross Fu Manchu. Horrible. He's dressed like a Trader Joe's employee with that
Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, he's lost weight and it's not great for his face.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe it's the trucker diet of beef jerkies and honey buns on the road.
You know what? Don't mess with honey buns because I enjoy them every
day. I'm just like saying they're road food, though. They're definitely road food. I would never eat a honey bun.
Yeah.
If you put a honey bun in front of me in real life, I'd be like, what this? Is this? Get it away from me. But on the road, it's like corn nuts.
You're just doing what you – what is that? Well, the midnight headlight, something on a rainy night, sleep great. What is it? Driving and making no time, but I gotta keep a rolling.
Yeah, no.
I'm driving my life away.
Looking for a better way for me. Good. Your delay was pretty rough there.
Yeah, that is. Y'all,
I was following you. I was trying to follow you.
That's a good Eddie Rabbit song.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
I used to learn to play that on my little computer, my little keyboard, the same one I learned to play 9 to 5 when I was like 6 years old.
What did it sound like on a keyboard?
You had these little cartridges that, and one was like country hits. And I can still remember the 4 songs on it were Driving My Life Away. And then Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Uh-huh.
Then 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? There was like about 4 songs.
Lady.
I loved that song. but like the keyboard was like maybe 15 keys. And I was like, ooh, I'm driving my life away.
Wow.
It's country. Classless.
Y'all, so she said,
I'm worried to meet him because I'm afraid he's going to want something, and I'm just hoping I can get closure.
I deserve an apology.
Let's break this down real quick. Y'all, people don't give you closure.
That's true. Poodle, you give yourself closure.
Yes.
You decide.
You give yourself closure.
It may be important for you to, and no one, this is the thing, you guys, no one can take your power from you in the same way. You decide, maybe part of your closure is meeting this person and saying what you need to say to them. However, they're not giving you anything. That's
yes,
something
you
for
can
you.
Have closure by telling them you hurt me, what you did was wrong. Right. Some people that are sexually abused or whatever, they feel good confronting. Some don't. I'm just saying.
You create your own closure.
Waiting for someone else to tell you something that you want to hear.
Or apologize.
Is a lifetime of wait.
And then the worst thing, when you do get the apology.
It's not what you wanted.
It's not what you wanted.
And that's exactly what happens here.
It's not said in the right tone, or it's not said in the way you pictured it in your head.
Let Danielle be a teacher for you. Twirling that paper straw.
The worst teacher you've ever had.
The worst teacher you ever had. Twirling that paper. And so they sit down and they...
I'll have the Salisbury steak.
And they just sit and look at each other. And finally, Muhammad's like, how's the kids?
Good. Yeah,
really terrible small talk. She's going to school and work. And unfortunately, he says, well, these were the things I was trying to make you do. We were together. You should have listened. What a piece of shit.
Which is classic Muhammad of.
Gross.
I'm so wonderful. I'm so good. I tried. Not that Danielle does not have her faults. She did steal from her job. But
she's emotionally, unfortunately, she's emotionally like 13 years old. Like, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Y'all
don't pull over again. It sounds like they're right there. Y'all can't hear them?
No. I can't hear it at all.
Not then. Okay, good.
It looks like, even though you're drinking Dr. Pepper, it looks like you're drinking whiskey. You're shooting it back.
Yeah, it's true. Y'all, I put it on my Instagram. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. It's delicious.
You know what? You can do whatever you want to on your Instagram. Don't you dare bring that shit over to Reality Gates, because you are that's a sponsor that is not paying us. I'm sorry.
Fine.
You need to rethink the way you're advertising things.
I just thought it was good, and I tasted it for the first time. Just try.
That's not how we do things anymore. I dare you to bring that shit over to our Instagram. I will shut that shit down immediately. They're not paying us. Like your brother's barbecue. If we're not getting any kickbacks, I haven't seen any free food.
We haven't been there, but he's giving our sissies 10% off for 15.
Where's my free food? Where's my 10% off?
You gotta come to Oklahoma.
Where's my frozen ribs in the mail?
It's not the same. He wouldn't serve you those.
Fair.
Principle.
I'm like the mob. Where's my cut? Gotta pay everybody.
So they're basically Muhammad kind of says his testimonial. Y'all, this isn't a great meeting. See, in the fact that he says seeing her brings up bad memories. She says seeing him is just bringing up bad memories. She's kind of asking about, she's talking about going to school, which is great. She's asking him about him driving trucks and how that's going for him. And then Danielle, though, when he kind of comes at her, something that Danielle does that I was kind of like, good for you. When he does the whole thing of, well, I tried to get you to do that. And Danielle says, he's always putting the blame on me. I'm not letting him do it anymore. I want an apology.
I deserve an apology.
I think that's fantastic.
And he
says, a different Danielle that we have not seen.
He was shocked. He's like, well, what did I do? Ugh, awful.
And that he's a gas. Y'all, if you want to know what gaslighting is, watch his segment.
Because of you leaving, I had a hard time trusting men. And he says, I apologize if you felt that way.
Which, as Poodle has said on this show many times, is the worst non-apology ever.
Yeah. You can't apologize for you know, it's not even, he's not even apologizing for making her feel that way. He's apologizing. He's saying, I'm sorry that you felt that way. In other words, you can take I'm sorry out and saying, you know, it's unfortunate you felt that way. That's basically the best he's giving her.
And she calls him out and she's like,
that's not an apology.
But I'm as proud of Danielle of saying that's a half-assed apology.
I agree.
He didn't apologize for what he did. She did not.
She is. Maybe these women who are in that murder cult are really helping her with her power. I'm still
Loretta,
convinced they're going to kill her.
Lonnie and Lo. They're all elves.
Y'all, they're all bringing their Satan robes.
Loretta, Lonnie, and Lo. What you said they were going to kill her. What did I think? I forgot what the reason you said that I thought that was.
That they were actual angels sent by Della Reese.
Yes.
When you walk.
It's not through a field.
You know what? We don't know.
We're going to look that up. So she said, she asked, why did you reach out to me? And he's like, peace. Garbage. You wanted to be on television again. That's why. He even said, though, I don't want anything from you. I'm handling all the green card stuff.
Yes.
This is not about money. I don't need anything. And but she even says, I just think he's going to come back around to me anytime he thinks he needs something. But she feels the need to say almost competitively, I've gone on trip.
I'm going on girls trip.
Singles trip. We're going to go see men, and
I'm going to go to Ocean City.
And I'm gonna cover my eyes if one of them takes her shirt off. Oh, God.
I'm almost certain there's an ocean nearby. We decided, by the way, they're going to Ocean City, New Jersey, so there is an ocean.
There is an ocean there? Okay, because
we weren't sure. We thought it was somewhere in Ohio called Ocean City.
Yeah. Ocean City. Bayside, Nebraska.
So she said, this was a different Muhammad, and I wish, then she, this is this 13-year-old emotion. She's like, this is a different Muhammad that I've seen. I wish we could do it all again.
And that means
you've learned nothing.
Well, I don't know if she's learned nothing, but it does mean that she's not even close to getting her own closure on this, and she's not over it. And y'all, if Muhammad came back and apologized and said, I want you back and I'd want to be
totally taken back,
she would do it in a second.
And I think as well, she's romanticizing the relationship. That is what you do. You remember only the good things when someone shows you a little attention.
It's a shitty relationship.
Yeah. It's a textbook reaction of someone who's been either physically, sexually abused or something like that. That's the reaction. So anytime someone gives you a little bit, you're like,
it's not a healthy reaction.
It's not a healthy reaction. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hopefully Danielle can just worry about herself. I don't think she needs to be in a relationship right now.
No,
I think
she needs to date herself.
She does.
As boring as that sounds.
As Brittany said in the first episode, she needs to get a vibrator and have some self-love.
She does. Should we talk about Molly?
Yeah, these boots are made for fucking.
Oh,
and that's
these
just
are
what they'll do.
These are fuck me boots. I'll never forget my mom saying, you know what they called those when we saw them on TV? Or she's like, they're called fuck me boots. I went, what? She's like, we call them fuck me boots. That's right. Fuck me boots.
How old were you?
I was like a teenager.
Oh my God.
But my brother and I were both like,
You know why your mom knew that? Because someone told her she had a pair of those.
That's right. She had fuck me boots.
Wow. I really think you and Mother Poodle were really the same person. Like, I feel like it's like that TV show Now and Then where they just flash back when you
I
were
think
in
that
high
was
school.
A movie, wasn't it?
Whatever.
I don't remember.
Now. There was a TV show where they always flash back to when they were in high school.
I don't remember this.
This is
riveting.
Then?
Riveting.
Whatever.
I love it when you come out with some half-baked memory that may or may not be accurate. And I'm just going, nothing, getting nothing.
Maybe I'm confusing it with that show with the blonde-haired girl on NBC that was back in like the 60s.
Cold Case? Or we need to move on. This is going nowhere fast. I can already see.
The blonde woman who was in Hairspray, the movie. the blonde girl who was the
Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany Snow.
Snow. Oh, that was that NBC show. What was that called? It was about like the
Forever Ago.
It's not the title. People are screaming. All American, American Bandstand, American Love, American 60s, Americana.
Liz is an American.
We need to move on. I'm horrified. So Molly is lacing up her fuck me boots.
She's like, let's see how long he takes to get these boots off.
That's pretty good. So he's the things that we know about Kelly. There are three things. He's a cop. He has a dog and he lives in New York. That's it.
That's it.
Apparently that's all we know. Now, I don't know if it that he is actively not telling her something, or like we see later on when they are together, she can't stop telling her things about him or making small talk or deflecting. There's this weird deflecting that she does. Anytime they start to get talking about something serious, she just says something sexual.
Yes. I don't know how. I'm hoping, because I like Molly, I'm hoping that a lot of this is a little bit more producer driven and they actually know each other better than they're letting on.
Yeah, it feels very unsafe.
Because if not, Molly has love addiction and she needs to address that bad.
I want to say
she does not know this guy. He should not be coming in,
yeah,
staying in her house,
no,
meeting her kids. And it, she does this, she's got a lot to process in that, meaning that I brought this up, I think we talked about last episode, we weren't recording, but y'all, if you notice, as soon as Kelly arrives and she starts talking to him, her voice changes.
She turns into a baby voice.
Little girl voice. And that is a thing that, it was one of my pet peeves that I hear women do, because it's literally just like taking your power and just shitting it on the floor.
Changing yourself to fit someone's idea of what you should be.
And we all do this in different ways.
We all are code switching. Yeah.
We all code switch, yes. And the more kind of the lesser status you have, yep, on the hierarchy, you know.
Like when you talk to your brother on the phone and your voice gets Bubba. Lower. No, it's hey, Bubba. It's lower.
Really, you know, and you're the same way. We do that.
I'm sure.
No, I don't mean that. Yeah, I've noticed that. Or a poodle, like when you were talking to your realtor the other day or your new landlord.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we see someone we don't know, especially if it's a man, our voice is immediately going to go down.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even know it happens. So we all do these different things. And immediately, if I'm in a room and six men are around me naked with their dick in their hands, suddenly my voice is going to go. I don't even know it happened.
You sing the bell aria. So
code switching is, and sometimes we use it. I want to say it's not always bad. We use it for safety sometimes to assess out if we're safe around someone. But somewhere in Molly's life, she has it figured in her brain that it's safer for her to make her voice childlike around men that are going to sexualize her. And that
it's concerning. Very concerning. Yep.
Yeah.
Even more concerning is when she says, I'm all for her embracing her sexiness. But she tells him to meet her in her bedroom, leaves the door unlocked. First of all, she totally stole this from me.
Okay. Yeah.
That I need to talk to her about. And then, but she says, meet me in my bedroom. And then, so she comes upstairs, she sees her, because I guess she wants to be the sexiest and kind of reclining, but then she can't follow through with it. Like, because then it's just awkward.
I mean, if you're going to play the game.
I know.
Play the game.
I just don't think she knows how. And
you brought this up last episode, and I'm going to rephrase, but it's almost like she wants to be that, and then she gets there, and then the moment comes, and the anxiety of being vulnerable in that way, or whatever that is, too much for her.
She's okay with the pictorial representations of, like, pinup, sexy photo shoots. She's okay with all that, and the trappings, and the candles, and the dirty talk. But when the rubber hits the road, reality's like, oh my God, this is not who I am. And
yes, yeah. It reminds me of, I can't believe I'm going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring up Summer House, and I'm going to bring up Lindsay's therapist, y'all, because we talked about Lindsay's therapist. You'll remember better than me because your memory is better, but Lindsay's therapist said basically to Lindsay, they're in a different situation where her and Steven were putting up these walls and putting conflicts in the way so that way they don't have to be vulnerable.
Right.
And whereas I think Molly probably sexualizes a bit. She makes things, she makes a big deal out of how, like you were saying, all these, the boots, the lingerie, saying I'm this type of woman. And then when it comes to when the road hits the rubber.
Rubber hits the road.
She
the dick hits the rubber.
When the dick hits the rubber.
The dick hits the glowing dark rubber.
Glowing dark rubber. But it gets vulnerable and it gets real.
I agree.
It's the vulnerability she has a problem with.
And it's like she's trying to wear the costume.
Maybe we're wrong, y'all. Betty Page-ish, we don't know her that well.
Betty Page-ish style. She's trying to wear the costume, and she thinks this will be how she gains power. And
there's nothing wrong with wearing the costume. No, fake it until you make it.
Yeah, but she can't use this kind of persona or this kind of person to help her tap into her own vulnerability.
Like the point made being what she wanted, because it's all about wants. What are wants and how do we get our wants and needs met?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the basis of relationship. And he could have walked in and he said, I'm hungry. And instead she said, well, she could have said the thing she said in the testimonial. Well, I got a big plate for you right here.
Yeah.
Come on and take this. I'm a whole course enchilada.
I'm not a snack, which is funny.
Say, well, we can go eat, but right now I want to like lay in the bed and be intimate with you and look at you in the eye, whatever that is. And instead he said, well, I'm hungry. And she went,
okay,
we'll go.
Yeah.
And just threw it out the window. And you're like, oh, damn, girl, stand up for yourself.
I just had a thought that maybe part of what would really help her is maybe some BDSM role play where she could feel in a very safe environment where she could practice her dominatrix and dominant side, some type of therapy like that.
Not familiar.
No, I'm saying.
No, yeah. In a safe space.
In a very safe way to think about taking on just the role play of dominance might be interesting for her. Because I think she's trying to get at it. She just doesn't know how to do it.
I think this hits for us and we're talking a lot about it just because, like we said before, y'all, we really like Molly. She's our people. And so I think, and when I say she's our people, I know so many women in the South that are my friends that, which is why on this show, some people are like, oh, you guys talk about sex a lot. Well, y'all, we do that on purpose because we couldn't talk about sex a lot. Yeah. We were shamed for any sexual desire we had.
It's also okay to talk about it.
Well, we also know a lot of our women friends in the South were shamed about that way, too. And it might not be that way where you're from, but that's why we try to be very sex positive on the show.
I have all these same concerns that you do. Like the whole there's so much talk and then the reality is so different. That's one of the things about online culture has led us able to do.
Yes.
So she's chatting with this guy who might know her from television, who might have seen her season. She doesn't even know. The inequality in a relationship, especially if you've been on television, should give you pause. It doesn't for her though.
It doesn't. Instead they go eat.
And she's very concerned. She's like, I don't know a lot about his past. And I don't know if he's actually said no to talking about it. Or like I said before, is this a question of when they are together, they either make small talk or she talks about her past or she's too anxious when they're together?
Yes. And is it also, I just wondered watching this, Is it too soon for this type of conversation?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Y'all haven't known each other that long. You've only seen each other twice. Like,
and
maybe you just need to spend more time together and not meet each other's kids.
And then the thing about it is all of her language when she's talking about, I want to get to know you, is sexual themed. Like she says, I want to get tangled. I want to get tied up. Everything that is about getting to know someone is through sex and not through vulnerability and having conversations.
It really reminds me of Lot, and just from experience of working with people that have gone through sexual trauma, and that happens a lot. That happens a lot when you've had some type of sexual. And to be honest, like almost what woman in America has not had some type of sexual trauma?
Yeah, in 2021.
It's especially with the way women are treating it. So it's this, and we're not saying not be sexy, not talk about the sexual things, but I think Poodle's trying to say, don't use it as a deflection.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything she's using is almost trying to disarm him, but it's really not working, and it sounds desperate.
I wish we could have lunch with her. Also, those chips and salsa look good.
I know. God, I miss chips and salsa. Because I don't. I'm on Noom, y'all, and I can have snacks, but my biggest weakness is crunchy, salty things. And if I buy a bag of chips, I will buzz through it like a buzzsaw.
I've seen it happen.
One sitting.
You don't talk about it. You just watch it happen. You leave the room, and then I come back 15 minutes later, and I say, yep. And I say, how are you, Poodle? He goes, wipes his mouth. I'm fine. Okay, let's continue the day.
Jesus, my weakness. So she asked the question, and we said this is the worst first date or worst date of any kind of question. Maybe six dates. You can ask it in a fun way. So why are you single?
Again, don't ask this, y'all.
And again, that is the translated answer is, what's wrong with you that I can't see?
And Kelly responds and says, you know, I've had my past relationships. They just didn't work. And she's like, so she keeps pounding him. And he said, he's never been married. He's never had kids. And she said, did you tell anybody that you're coming here? And he said, no. And then Molly's like, why are you rubbing your hands?
I know, I'm like, nervous? Oh.
And I'm like, girl, no, you're just, you don't know him that well. And you're asking him these private, like, y'all, again, you just don't know each other that well. But Molly is like, y'all, she really, we see kind
she's
of
a bad
her,
dater. Ooh.
She's a bad dater. And you see kind of her anxiety is just like on a level 11 here.
And she wants him to get some kind of emotional confession. And she's like, was there anyone who really crushed you? That was
did
when
someone
I went
just make you feel like shit and just wanted you to jump off a cliff. I know we met twice. Tell me about that.
And I think for her, she's so ready to share these stories because for her, it feels cathartic. But it's different to like share these stories with your girlfriends who've had the same issues. This is not what you do to build a rapport with someone who doesn't communicate the same way you do. This is simultaneously throwing up a wall and letting another one down that is not welcome.
What was the guy's name that she was with before again?
Luis.
I worry for Molly, and a lot of people do this. I worry that she wants the next boyfriend to heal the hurt from the last boyfriend.
100%.
That she wants Kelly. If Kelly is perfect and treats her kind, then that heals everything that Luis did.
Yeah.
And let's have a move on. Let's have like a bookmark, a chapter close before we open that next chapter.
Do you, when you were watching this, all I could think of is maybe just start with things like, so where'd you grow up? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they've already had that conversation. Maybe we just weren't treated to it. Maybe this was amped up for production to make her seem a little cuckoo.
Yeah. Even if you want to go a little deep, sometimes for to ask somebody like what their childhood was like. Do they have brothers and sisters?
Yeah. What do you do? One of my questions, first date or later on, is I'm like, what do you do when you're like, just to like relax or like not think about work? Or,
and if it involves leather work and puppy mask, then he goes out with them again.
Sold!
Sold!
Puppy mask. Those freak me out.
That freaked me out too.
Y'all, if you want to be freaked the fuck out, actually, maybe you're into it. I don't know. Google puppy play. You'll see some shit.
The only thing I have to say about Molly is Molly says, well, what made you be like, this is who I want to date?
Oh, God.
Was there it? I wrote, this is a lot. It's just validate me, validate me, validate me, validate me.
I agree. This building.
Y'all.
Pee-wee, I'm making a dump cake. You want any?
I love a dump cake, Mama. Can we put in there? Can we put some flour?
And don't forget about the arsenic.
Yeah, Mama. I want the arsenic. Let's get rid of Colty. Come on, kill Colty. Today, Mama. Please, today.
We got to be patient, Pee-wee.
Oh, shucks, Mama.
We'll do it one day.
Y'all, it's Colt and Debbie. Debbie and Colt.
Not a lot. Not a lot here. Colt is going on a date with someone named Brittany.
Yes, he tells Debbie, he says, oh, you're going on
Brittany's.
He says, Mom, I'm going on a blind date.
And apparently a mutual
blind date.
Friend.
You never met her? You never met her?
You never
she
met
gets
her?
Very, gets very concerned.
And I know this is COVID, but just going over to a woman's house feels, let's say, less like a date and more like a booty call.
Called it.
Red flags everywhere.
Brittany opens the door. Brittany is literally wearing a dress Barbie would wear.
I was going to say, what is this strappy monstrosity?
It's like pink, purple. She's pretty. She's beautiful, but it's that type of pretty that's not necessarily. It's very made up.
It's very much. She's created
fake blonde hair, fake boobs.
She is the 4'7", as she says. And she is. This tells you also about. She is super, super single. Y'all, this is an actual actor that they hired for this.
They hired. I'll be honest. I kind of like Brittany. She seems like a fun time.
Oh, more for her. More.
I'd grab drinks with her for sure.
No, not me. She's crazy. So she's got, no children except for the pod kind.
Y'all, her laugh is just, and props to TLC for the edits on this.
It's great.
They were good. So great. And so she's wearing a bra and he sits down and she's like, she's talking about her cat. She's like, oh, I got my cat. I got my dog. And the dog, Bella, jumps. She's like, don't mind her, Bella. She just loves everybody. So let's talk about quantum physics. And we all go,
I'm really into physics. I'm like, y'all.
She starts saying smart shit.
Y'all. She there's a book about quantum physics in her house. She ain't cracked it.
You think so?
Oh, come on. Come on.
Maybe she said astrophysics and quantum physics.
She knows what those words are.
Maybe a producer gave them to her to say, possibly.
This is a joke. This is going to sound weird. The most intriguing things in this whole segment, in this one's house, are these two shelves of VHS tapes against the wall.
Yes. I don't know why she has a VHS tape, but she does.
I think of them are books, but they're like she's having this VHS rental in her house.
Maybe.
I was able to zoom in on some of the titles. Milo and Otis, she's a fan of. Also, Kate and Leopold.
Oh, Great movie.
And
by great, not so great.
Pippi Longstocking, The Journey Begins, which is, I think, a prequel.
Reason why I color my hair.
And then, surprisingly, Ishtar. So
not familiar.
There's a lot. It's one of the worst bombs ever. This is a weird woman with a weird house.
I'm into it. I'm totally into her life. She does talk. She seems like, I kind of like her humanity in that fact of she talked about she took care of her mom for a long time.
I took care of my mom. She had polio. And I
which
went,
is not
how
an easy thing
your
to
mom.
Well, and that's not an easy thing to take care of.
No. Well, I mean, one of my aunts had polio. She was one of, like, the last, like, and she's probably 60 something, but she was one of the last people to have it before the vaccine.
And then now it's coming back because some people don't want to do the vaccine for it. Y'all take
but
the polio vaccine.
She's like, so let me give you a tour of the place.
Yeah, I mean, because Colt talked about his dad dying and how he lives with his mother. She's not freaked out by that, like that last girl was that read him on speed dating. Brittany is here for it. She's like, oh, yeah, that's sweet. You got to take care of your mother.
I don't think anything would freak Brittany out.
No,
she's seen some freaky deaky stuff.
So she's giving him the tour of the house. There's walk into this room.
I need to point out that, besides being an astrophysics or money person, which I think a computer person, she's also a DJ. Because
she's a DJ. Uh-huh.
And she's a realtor in her part time.
She's a realtor. She's a businesswoman.
She's a businesswoman.
Room, as Colt says, it looks like an I Dream of Jeannie room. And it does kind
of. I Dream of Disco.
I Dream of Disco, this room. And then she sits in the room.
Leopard decor.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, well, what else are you doing? And she's like, well, I make porn.
I shoot custom porn in this room.
Y'all, Colt's face whenever she said that was one of the best things I've seen
Even
on 90 Day Fiancé.
He was shocked, and he was trying not to act like he was shocked.
But he was kind of shocked, but it's also Colt. And you'll know, like, Colt is dirty as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he was kind of like, oh my God, my dick's moving. It was kind of that face.
I haven't had sex with anyone in this room, but there has been some dildo action. And it was like, okay, this is a date and you've just said the word dildo.
Yes. Yes.
And we're not talking about dildo swaggins. This is actual dildo work.
This is actual dildo. In fact, Poodle doesn't even talk about dildos
on
his first date.
On the first date. That's definitely a second date. Subject. Or maybe after the first date, after you've had sex for the first time.
I'll be right back. I gotta go pee.
Did someone say dildo?
No!
Let me tell you, when is appropriate to bring up dildos on a first date? How are you, Miss Jackie?
You don't have the right to address me by that name, Dildo. We're not that close.
Jackie of the Shire. She's fucked every hobbit there is, but we keep her around because for some reason, once you sleep with her, your ancient remedies are cured. We don't know why it happens, but it does. So,
I was touched by Cate Blanchett.
Oh, the elven queen. The elven queen. What, yes,
Dildo, since you're here, what's your verdict on Brittany?
Brittany. Leave her alone. Oh, wait, that's the wrong Brittany. Wrong.
These are...
Mom, I'm not going to go to Sunday school today because I went on Wednesday.
Jared, I told you. I swear to God, if you don't go to Sunday school again, I am talking. You're going to talk to Father Mark, and Mom, it's not going to be good for you.
Mom, he doesn't believe in wizards. It's hard for me.
Oh, my God. You've been talking to your friend Andrew again, aren't you? Don't you ever. You better hang up with that loser, for Christ's sakes.
Hey, Mom.
I'm back. Sorry about that. So sorry.
Sounds like you gotta leave soon to go to Sunday school.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I do know when it comes to dildos, I personally never seen one because I'm not old enough to go into those stores.
I get it. Yeah. But I think it's 14 and over.
Lots of my friends, lots of other hobbits I know have watched dildo porn. Personally,
yes.
I have never.
Got it.
You're
into orc porn.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. Orcs are freaky deaky. Freaky deaky.
Derek, get your ass down here. I swear to God.
Mom.
All the gravy and biscuits are gone.
Save me some. I'll be right down.
I've got to go. I just want to say one thing. Dildos on the first date, inappropriate.
Thank you, dildo. Okay. I love an unannounced visit from Dildo
what,
Swaggins.
Are we okay? I had a pee.
Yes. If you only listen to The Single Life or you're not watching The 90 Days, you won't know who that was.
What happened?
That'll
did Dildo Swaggins show up again?
Yes, Dildo Swaggins showed up.
I saw him running out with a Bible in his hand. I don't understand what was happening. Anyway.
He really needs to work on that acne.
Woo! Yeah, he does. So, y'all... Anyway, so Colt is like, kind of like, whoa, you make, and she's like, maybe we can film something in here sometime. And she's like, what type of porn do you like to watch?
What
and
are your keywords?
She said.
Now we're talking. Very appropriate
what are your
first
keywords? What do you think Colt's porn keywords are? Because as Colt says, a gentleman adjusts glasses, never tells.
It is number one is Asian sluts. I would say
he's
number
so gross.
Two is he seems to me like it would be like cigars. He would be into like all kinds of creepy cigar porn.
I agree with that.
Let's see. Definitely squirting. Definitely.
Squirting.
Please don't make me explain what squirting is to you.
You mean like when women squirt?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What else was it? Me using a super soaker on you?
I just imagine Colt like with like, you know, a bottle of water just squirting it on somebody I didn't understand. Anyway, he's not telling his keywords.
No.
Also, that probably last keyword, I'm sure that there's cats in there.
Yeah, and like probably amputees. That kind of stuff.
This is getting weird because I don't even think your joke, and I know, y'all, we're not making jokes when we say that. That's probably because Colt is so weird and gross.
He's just gross. There's nothing wrong with it. You do what you want to. He's just disgusting.
Well, we just think he kind of dehumanizes women, but that's it.
So then she's like, why don't we go in this hot tub? Now, this woman, do we think this has got to be this woman's house, right? I guess it is.
Yeah, it's her house. Or they rented it. But this is her house.
She is pulling out bathing suits for him. So she just has bathing suits on hand.
Yeah.
You guys. And she says, your glasses are fogged up.
Let me take them off for you because they're in the hot tub.
She goes close to him and she kind of licks him.
Well, no. First of all, she's like, coming in for a landing. And she's like approaching Colt and he's like this way, that way. He's kind of playing along with it. And then she leans forward
and tries to lick him.
Lick his mouth. And you see Colt is repulsed and leans back.
And that's an achievement.
I was going to say that. That is like to gross.
It's like Colt grossing me out. Yeah.
Even worse.
I'm pretty unplanned. I'm grossed out by things that are just physically awful when other people are dehumanized.
No, because you can pee on Colt. He's fine with it.
Oh, totally. But he even says, how about the cheek? So even Colt is skeezed out, y'all. And he says at this point, he's like, I think I need to go. And as they're heading toward the exit, she's like, hopefully we can do this again.
Hopefully we can do this again.
Oh, give me Fran Drescher's laugh any day.
Now, something that that's basically all I have of that. Of Colt leaves. And he says he just wants to be Vanessa. There's just one thing that I think is great to end on. I don't know. We have an exclusive scene It was a song, rather. if y'all noticed when Brittany was in the hot tub and she started to come towards Colt, Colt kind of flinched because Bella was right by his face.
Right.
The dog was trying to lick. But a lot of you didn't know, if you turned up your volume, you heard,
don't be scared, you wanna suck her face, you gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la, my mom is hot. You think she's not, you gonna fuck the girl.
Thank you, Bella, for serenading us with that.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, God. You know that dog watches her, like, masturbate. Oh,
he's like, listen. Listen, she's gonna squirt, and she's probably gonna fart when she's done, and then she's gonna start snoring. That's the best time to leave.
She's like, what else am I gonna do?
That's usually you leave, I'll crawl up into bed.
Like, Bella's trying to help these people.
She's like, look, this is how you get out of here. Let me tell you.
That dog's got some PTSD, like worse than like a Vietnam vet. What she's had to endure.
That's the show, y'all.
Ugh. Yeah.
Y'all, the single life.
It's good. It's so good.
It's a good gift Matt Sharp has given us.
Anyway, that's it. We don't have we should
that's
do
the show.
Oh yeah, that's the show. Never mind. I was like, what? How do we do
this? What happened? Y'all, we just want to remind you that you can go to realitygazepodcast.com. This is a little bit, I think everything should be fine. I just want to put it out there. This is a little bit of a crazy week for me in Houston with my dad's fake cancer. So we're going to try to get everything out on time. Don't know, for those of you know, as we're starting to do stem cell transplants here in Houston, it takes a lot of my time. So, but everything should be on time. I'm just letting y'all know, if it shows a day late, don't freak out. We're going to give it to you. We're doing our best. So that's all I want to say. Okay. Why are you looking at me?
No, it's fine. I'm just following you.
And so, also, y'all, you can follow. You can come at us on Cameo. You're
paused, aren't you?
No, I'm not paused.
Oh, you're back open again.
Yeah.
You're open for business.
Oh, my Cameo. Oh, I think my Cameo. I don't know. I have to look. Also, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely, lonely single hearts? Looking for love in all the wrong single places.
Oh, yes. Yes, and if you have braided your hair and it makes you look like a teapot that people want to grab by a handle and go, bam, 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 because that's what I want to do to him. Call us.
To talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.